This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fighting and is grinding on in Ukraine after the country marked the anniversary of Russia's invasion. Ukrainian authorities on Saturday reported dozens of new Russian strikes and attacks on cities in the east and south. Friday was a somber and defiant day of commemorations in a marathon news conference. Ukraine's seemingly president followed up with new video posts on Saturday. President Volodymyr Zelensky declared that Russia must lose in Ukraine and said its forces could be defeated this year. Zelensky also pushed for more sanctions pressure on Russia after the UK, US, and the European Union all announced new measures aimed at further choking off funding for support in Moscow. Hundreds gathered in Washington, D.C. Saturday to protest the invasion of Ukraine and to demand further aid from the U.S. on the one-year anniversary of the war. Ukrainians living in the United States were joined by people from across the globe in rejecting the Moscow aggression towards its neighbor, which Russia calls a special military operation. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor, Jr., the Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markova, and USAID Administrator Samantha Power spoke during a rally at the Lincoln Memorial. Holding banners, posters mocking President Putin and Ukrainian flags, the activists marched to the White House and then Russia's ambassador's residence, where chants of "Shame on Russia" and "Stop your genocide" bellowed from the crowd. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Some frustrated Nigerians cast their ballots with flashlights, while others stood watch at their polling stations as counting got underway late Saturday amid fears of vote tampering after a day of delays in Africa's most populous nation. Election officials blamed the delays on logistical issues, though other observers pointed to the upheaval created by a redesigned currency that has left many unable to obtain banknotes. The cash shortage affected transport not only for voters, but also election workers and police officers providing security. Voting ended well beyond schedule in many places after delays, but some were still voting in a few areas where the exercise stretched into the night. In a northwest Bauchi state, Lagos-based Channels TV reported that voters were still voting using their torchlights at around 9 p.m. A powerful winter storm has swept down the west coast of the United States, flooding and frigid temperatures shifting its focus to Southern California on Saturday, swelling rivers to dangerous levels and dropping snow in even low-lying areas around Los Angeles. The National Weather Service said it was one of the strongest storms to ever hit Southwest California, and even as a volume of wind and rain dropped, it continued to have significant impact, including snowfall down to elevations as low as 1,000 feet. Hills around suburban Santa Clarita, north of Los Angeles, were blanketed in white and snow, also surprised inland suburbs to the east. A Russian spacecraft on a mission to bring back to Earth a crew stranded at the International Space Station successfully docked there. That's according to the Russian Space Agency. On Sunday, the unmanned Soyuz MS-23 docked to the station's module at 19:58 Eastern Standard Time as the orbiting outpost flew over Mongolia. The Soyuz, which lifted off from Kazakhstan on Friday, is to bring back the Russian cosmonauts and a U.S. astronaut in September. Three had been due to end their mission in March. They were left stuck in space after the cooling system of the MS-22 capsule started leaking 2 months ago. The MS-22 ship is now to be brought back unmanned next month. Israeli police on Saturday shoved and detained protesters who were blocking a main road in Tel Aviv during a demonstration against judicial reforms plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new right-wing government. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.